Hoping we'd get these two guys going in the first day, and Eddie Royal is a guy that I think can help us immediately as a punt return and a kickoff returner. We also liked him as an inside slot receiver, even though he can play outside as well because he's got the speed and quickness you look for. Very strong kid, 24 on the bench, a guy that's got a lot of experience in a lot of different areas, and happy to have him on our team. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we're looking for, is a punt returner, kickoff returner to start with. He's going to help us in that area. Anytime you got a guy that you can feel, at least the players feel, that anytime they touch the ball, they can go the distance, it helps you a lot in special teams. The mindset is completely different. Chicago's a great example of that. But we've got a guy that's been back there and been doing it consistently in both areas. Catches the ball extremely well, got great hands, and a guy that we feel can obviously be part of the 45-man squad right away, doing those two things I just mentioned. Well, I think he's more prepared because you take a look at the numbers of punt returns and kickoff returns, and you say, oh, you evaluate all that, and you say, hey, this guy's got experience. But the one thing that he really believes, you can tell by the way he turns it up the field, every time he touches the ball, he thinks he's got the ability to make a big play and score. And that's what you're looking for. A guy that has the speed, the quickness to make big plays, and he wants to play that position. So many times you go out and get a wide receiver, a running back, and they haven't played that position. You try to project people. But here's a guy that's done it for a number of years and enjoys doing it. And hopefully he's what we think he'll be at the NFL level. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Well, it's never happened that way, but we haven't picked the 12th pick either. So you've got a little bit better chance, but you don't always know in the second round if that guy's going to be there.
Why do you like Royal?
Two excellent returners. I'm not going to go into details why, but obviously... We made the decision to go with Royal and two guys that got great special teams ability. Yeah, I thought he was the best wide receiver versus bump coverage that came out. You know, he's got that type of ability to beat bump. You know, that's where you start, start off as a wide receiver. If you can't beat bump coverage, usually you're selling cars in a short time. Now, that's just the nature of the business, or you're coaching one or the other. But he's got the ability to beat bump. He played with three other receivers that were fairly productive there. I'm glad he didn't get a lot of balls because I think if he did, he probably would have won earlier. Pardon me? No, it's just the quickness, the ability to cut, get away from corners that are quick as well and strong, but he's got that elusiveness and he comes out of break extremely well. So as you can tell, I'm excited to get him. A lot of guys you get in the second round as a wide receiver, it's a year's growth. It takes a while to understand the NFL and kind of get used to it. But this is the type of guy that has the ability to help us in special teams, and he doesn't have to help us right away. Who's getting fined here? Getting fined? Would you leave this press conference, please? Jim Sokol, remove this young man right over here. He knows better than that. Yeah. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking, Jim. No, I'm not really joking. I'm not. Well, as I said before, we're trying to get better at every position. And we addressed a few things in free agency, both at the wide receiver position, we talk about the linebacker position, we talk about the safety position, and we'll constantly do that between now and we start camp. So if we think anybody that we can get is part of our 80-man squad and we can improve number 78, 79, and 80, we're gonna do that. Now, there's a lot of detail that goes into it, but I've been pleased with what we've done thus far. Well, I mean, anytime you have a team that's picking fourth and fifth, And 12th, you're going to, you know, there's, you think you're going to get better. Obviously, Kansas City's had a number of picks, and at least her first three picks, in my opinion, has been excellent. Obviously, the Raiders got a back that they think is a big-time productive back. He's got size, he's got speed, and they see him fitting in their offense. So I think both Kansas City, the Raiders, and us, all three got better today. Could have been if Royal wasn't there. We had a number of options to move back and could have got a third or a fourth, depending on how far you want to go back. But you can do that quite a bit. But sometimes when you do that, you lose out on the guys that you think can help your football team win. Going to have to come tomorrow. Going to have to see. I wish I could tell you. I really don't know. If you would tell me who would be left on the board, I could tell you one-on-one, but we don't know who's going to be there. We've got a pecking order of different guys we'd like on offense and defense, and sometimes an offensive guy won't be there, and it'll be all defense. Other times, a defensive guy. But I thought getting Dwayne helped us on the defensive front. Obviously, with Boss and Nico helping us at the linebacker position. With Marlin and Marquay, a couple safeties, you know, we've added some depth at positions we needed. And so now we'll kind of check our board and see what guys that we think can be part of our football team, hopefully our 53. Well, we got Javon Walker before that, and then he got picked before our next pick in the second round when we picked Tony Scheffler.
So the Walker pick, he didn't make that deal, but he was
somebody. Yeah, he's a guy that we valued very highly in that second round. And then we moved up to get Jay. We early in the third round, our early third round pick, we had to give away in the first round to move up to, you know, the 11th pick.